I don't remember a time when I wasn't chubby. Like being Indian, being chubby feels like it is just part of my permanent deal. I remember being in first grade in Mrs. Gilmore's class at Fisk Elementary School and seeing that Ashley Kemp, the most popular girl in our class, weighed only 37 pounds. We knew this because we weighed her on the industrial postal scale they kept in the teacher supply closet. I was so envious. I snuck into the supply closet later that same day to weigh myself. I was a whopping 68 pounds. Some of the first math I understood was that I was closer to twice Ashley's weight than to her weight. Don't be closer to twice a friend's weight than to her actual weight, I told myself. This little mantra has helped me stave off obesity for more than two decades. My mom's a doctor, but because she came from India and then Africa, where childhood obesity was not a problem, she put no premium on having skinny kids. In fact, she and my dad didn't mind having a chubby daughter. Part of me wonders if it even made them feel kind of prosperous. Like, have you seen our overweight Indian child? Do you know how statistically rare this is? It will then not come to you as a surprise that I've never been thin in my life, except the day I was born when I was 6 pounds. It's a small point of pride that I was a 6-pound baby, because from my limited understanding of baby weights, that's on the skinnier side. I flaunt my low baby weight the way really obese people must flaunt their dainty small feet. It's my little claim to skinny fame. From then on, it was full speed ahead food paradise. In grade school, I would vacillate along the spectrum from chubby to full-on fat until I was about 14. Being overweight is so common in America and comes in so many forms that you can't just call someone fat and have the reasonable expectation that they will understand you. So here's my breakdown. Chubby, a regular-sized person who could lose a few, for whom you feel affection. Chubster, an overweight, adorable child, that kid from Two and a Half Men for the first couple years. Fatso, an antiquated term, really. In the 1970s, mean sorority girls would call a pledge this. Probably most often used on people who aren't even really fat, but who fear being fat. Fatass. Not usually used to describe weight, actually. This deceptive term is more a reflection of one's laziness. In the writer's room of The Office, an upper-level writer might get impatient and yell, "Eric, take your fat ass and those six fat asses and go write this B story. I don't want to hear any more excuses why the plot doesn't make any sense." Obese. A serious, non-pejorative way to describe someone who is unhealthily overweight. Obesitron, a nickname you might give someone you adore who just stepped on your foot accidentally and it hurt. Alternatively, a fat robot. Overweight, when someone is roughly 30 pounds too heavy for his or her frame. Pudgy, the same as chubby. Pudgo, the same as chubster. Jabba the Hutt, primarily a Star Wars villain. Also something you can call yourself after a really filling Thanksgiving dinner. Your aunts and uncles will really laugh hard at this. Tubalard, a huge compliment given by Depression-era people to other, less skinny people. Whale, a really, really mean way that teen boys target teen girls. For more on whale, listen to the following anecdote. Duante Diallo. There have been two times in my life, ages 14 and 19, when I lost a ton of weight over a short period of time. At 14, I lost the weight because of Duante Diallo. In ninth grade, my class was made up mostly of the same kids with whom I'd gone to middle school, with the exception of about 20 splashy new kids. One of these students was Duante. Duante Diallo was a handsome kid from Senegal who'd moved to Boston to play soccer for our school. He was immediately the star forward of our varsity soccer team. We had a not great artsy private school type soccer team, the kind made up of slender boys whose primary goal was to seem well-rounded for college applications. But you could tell Duante would have been the star of even a really good team. He was beloved by teachers because he was a brave kid for being so far away from his parents, and beloved by students because he was good-looking, a jock, and had an interesting African accent. Also, people couldn't believe the stuff he had done in Senegal, like smoke, drive a car, have sex, live in a village, and hold a gun. When he was introduced at a student assembly, he chose to give a short speech where he taught us a sports cheer from Senegalese soccer matches. In the hallways, small crowds would form around Duante as he shared stories from his past. Once he shot a cow with an AK-47. He was so popular you could barely look at him without being blinded by cool.